Okay, today is Thursday morning, September 19th, 19th day of the month of Elul. This is the Daf Yomi beginning Maseches Me'ilah. Okay, so the halacha of Me'ilah applies to Kodshei Bedek Habayis as well as Kodshei Mizbeach. You can donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, whose purpose it is ultimately to wind up on the Mizbeach. That's called Kodshei Mizbeach. And you can also donate something as just a token of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I happen to make chairs in my lifetime, so I will donate 10 chairs to the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash doesn't need 10 chairs, not permitted to sit in the Beis HaMikdash anyhow. So what they do is they have auctions various times, and they redeem it, and then they use the cash that they get as a maintenance for the Beis HaMikdash. So when you're dealing with Me'ilah, the question is the halacha of Me'ilah in relationship to Kodshei Mizbeach and Bedek Habayis the very same fundamental halacha? In other words, in order to violate an Isur Hana'ah, you have to establish that this is not mine and that is yours. When you're dealing with private individuals, and we deal with the law of Gzela, it's very easy to establish. This is my tape recorder, so if you take it or use it, let's say Shaloi Bershus, let's operate that a Shoel Shalom Midas is a Gazlan, we know what's happening. You, by virtue of you using my item, you are violating my ownership rights of this particular item. So when it comes to Kodshei Bedek Habayis, there is no doubt that what generates the Me'ilah is the fact that this item initially belonged to one person and somebody donated it to the Beis HaMikdash. I took 10 chairs and I said, these chairs are Lehegdesh. As soon as I say these chairs are Lehegdesh, what happens to them? They leave my domain and they enter into Hegdesh's domain. So I understand conceptually what's happening in the laws of Me'ilah. It's very much akin to what takes place in the interaction amongst people every single time. That somebody steals something from me, somebody uses something from me, I understand that. The question is in relationship to Kodshei Mizbeach. What happens when I have an animal and I say, Harei Zeh Ola? Okay? So we know that the laws of Me'ilah are now going to apply to this behemoth. I can't sit on it, I can't work it. What exactly is the affront at this time? Do Kodshei Mizbeach generate a real sense of ownership to the Beis HaMikdash? And it's the exact same type of Me'ilah as exists by Kodshei Bedek Habayis? Or do we say no? When you're dealing with Kodshei Mizbeach, it's not that the animal is Mamon Hegdesh. What generates the connection to Hegdesh? The fact that this animal is now destined to the Mizbeach. And the affront of the Me'ilah, when I use this animal, it is not so much that I am tampering with Mamon of Hegdesh, but I'm interfering with the destiny of this particular animal. Once it's an Isur and Heter halacha, not a Mamonos type of halacha. And because, don't forget, the Gemara uses the expression in Bava Kamma that when you donate an animal to Hegdesh, Me'ikara Tura de Ruvain, Vahashta Tura de Ruvain. This animal, before I dedicated it, was mine, was Ruvain's shor, and now after he was Makdish, it's still Ruvain's shor. So, from that perspective, we can look at it that perhaps the Bailim, the original owners, are still the owners of this animal. They may not use it, but I'll give you an illustration how they might express their ownership. I decide, you know what, I can't come to the Beis HaMikdash for another 6 months. Who knows what's going to happen to this animal? You're going to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. You want to bring a korban oila also? Well, I'll sell you my korban. What's the problem? I'm not violating anything physically. I'm not working it. I'm not sitting on it. So if we look at kachay mizbeach as generating ownership as well, just as when I donated the chairs to the Bedek Abayis, when I donate a korban, that now switches ownership rights of this particular animal to the mikdash. Therefore, I am no longer the bailer. And if I'm no longer an owner, I cannot have no rights to sell something. I can't ask somebody else to join me to become a partner in this particular korban. However, if we look at kachay mizbeach as not an ownership phenomenon, but rather an isur and heter issue, since I have a behemoth which I said I'm going to bring as a korban, certain guidelines, certain sanctity, certain kedusha falls on this particular animal. But it's not that the Beis HaMikdash owns it monetarily. And therefore, all legal monetary rights still remain within the framework of the author. Going further, even after the various limbs have been taken off to be put on the Mizbeach, and certain limbs are Mechaper, when you put the limbs on the Mizbeach, they participate in the Kapara process. Usually it's just the Zrikas Hadam, but sometimes the Emurim that go on the Mizbeach also have some type of Kapara phenomenon. Do I still maintain my connection to this korban that I can sell the kapara rights to the emurim that are being offered on the mizbeach, even though it's already been slaughtered and the blood's been sprinkled? Is it my emurim? And the only thing that happens is that a kohen has a right to eat his emurim, but it belongs to me. Torah gives him a right to eat it, and the mizbeach has a right to consume it, but it's all mine. In which case, the nature of me'ila is also it's not the same as the nature of the Isur of me'ila as it exists by Bedek Abayis. There it's a monetary affront by Bedek Abayis, very much akin to our own interpersonal relationships. With the Mizbeach, it's a concept of Isur and Heter, dealing with the kachim of the behema, but not a monetary issue. And there will be practical halachot as well. So that's what I want to explore for a couple of minutes. So if you take the handout for a second, I'm going to show you a very interesting Rambam. And a machloikis between the Kesef Mishnah and Rab Chaim, how to explain that particular Rambam. So the Rambam is in Maseches Parah. And I'm not doing the whole halacha, time is always a premium. Just want to do the relevant part of the Rambam. Rambam writes, it's talking about the Parah Aduma. Le'olam mo'alin ba. The halacha of the Parah Aduma is such that you will be mo'el if you use the Parah Aduma in any way whatsoever. Forget about marbin lo eitzim, umasehu bayom, uba kohen, hamalacha posel esbo. Those are all phenomena about, when you learn Maseches Parah, we'll deal with that. Ad shite oseh efer. Until they become efer. Till it becomes Afer. But once it becomes Afer, you can no longer engage in what?
Me'ila.
In Me'ila. No longer engage in Me'ila. All right. Keep that in mind. Go to a second Rambam for a second.
What about the last one? Once you mix it with the water, so does then it becomes...
No. The Hamalacha Poseles Bamayim. He's talking about if I have the water that I drew for the mixing and I use that for something else.
Achiyatilu esefer.
Until you put the efer into the water, you can be exactly. So what happens? Why is it achiyatilu esefer? Why does efer terminate the halacha of meila by para aduma?
That's its use.
What?
It's use.
Okay. So what?
The mitzvah of the para aduma.
But isn't the mitzvah of the paradum with the sprinkle?
No, that's the eifer.
Okay, good. So the question will be, when is nases mitzvasa? When is the mitzvah completed? Because once the mitzvah is completed of something in the mikdash, mi'ila never applies any longer to any korban. We'll talk about it in 1 second. Go to the second Rambam. And here's the Rambam in Hilchos Mi'ila. V'chein para aduma, perik beis alachei, moalin ba, mishahukdisha, from the time that you were makdish the para aduma, ad sheteyasa efer, afal pi shehike kodshe haberek habayis, even though halachically there is no hakrava on the mizbeach of a para aduma, and therefore its status is simply monetary possession of the beis hamikdash, the Torah identifies paradum as chatasi. Nice. Therefore what? There is me'ila. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying.
That's
what it looks like. Exactly. Correct. So the Kesef Mishnah asks the following question on this afalpi. If you read the Rambam simply, you generate the impression that there should be no mi'ila by para aduma. None whatsoever. Why? Because it's only kachei bedek abayis. So what pasuk does the Rambam quote to tell us that it's not kachei bedek abayis? Treat it like what? Kachei mizbeach, chatosi. Therefore, mo'alin ba. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, what are you talking about, Rambam? The halacha of Me'ila, as we said 5 seconds ago, applies to Kodshei Bedek Abayis as well. It's not only limited to Kodshei Mizbeach. So why does the Rambam have to go force us to say that that the reason why Me'ila is applicable, Hare Ne'emar Ba Chatasi? Without the chatasi, I would also understand that the me'ila applies to, even though paraduma is considered bedek abayis, because we know that the halacha of me'ila applies to the chairs that I donated. Why wouldn't it apply to the korba, to the paraduma, which has been sanctified in the Beis HaMikdash, just dedicated to become a paraduma? So the Kesef Mishnah answers that I could have thought that a para aduma is nishtahin nishtaher. It's not really kachei mizbeach. It's not really what? Kachei bedek abayis. Because the rule for kachei bedek abayis is, as I told you before, I donate my chairs. What does Hegdesh do with kachei bedek abayis? They sell it and generate the money for maintenance. If somebody donates a para aduma to the Beis HaMikdash, are you going to sell it and use it for maintenance money? No. If you dedicate it as a para aduma, there is a certain ritual that takes place. Says the Kesef Mishnah, I could have imagined that for that reason, para aduma is not bedek abayis. But I also don't think that it's identified as kachei mizbeach either, because there is no hakrava on the mikdash, on the mizbeach. So it's in a no man's land. So therefore, what does the Rambam do in order to assure us that the laws of me'ila apply to the para aduma? He quotes the pasuk chatasi. It has similar qualities to a korban chatas. Namely, I'm aligning it somehow with kachei mizbeach, and therefore the laws of me'ila apply. That's how the Kesef Mishnah explains that phrase, Hare Demar Bar Chatasi. Reb Chaim says, no, that's not the intention of the Rambam's statement. We just learned the halacha that the only time that Me'ila applies by the Paraduma is until it becomes ashes. Okay? So now, let's just imagine another para that I donated to the Mikdash, not as a korban. I donated a regular cow to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bet HaKabayis. And now, what happens to it? It got burned. No, it's not going to be a korban. It's Bet HaKabayis. I donated an animal to the Bet HaKabayis.
Right, but doesn't everything that I don't... If it's Roilim is bad, so then you have to bring it as a korban, no?
Okay. So,
no?
Right. Yeah,
I know. Okay. So let's forget about that halacha for a second. Just want to illustrate something.
Okay.
Okay. So take a table I donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? And I burnt it. Okay? Would you be nana... Would you violate the Isamirul on the ashes?
No, because it's...
Yes.
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 Tell me why.
Because it has no carbon aspect, so the fact that it's monetarily there, who cares if you change the status?
Exactly.
I could use it for
that's the halacha.
Medication.
It has no value.
Who said it has no value?
Use it as
fertilizer.
Use it for... On a
chassan's head. You got plenty of use for ashes.
If you take the analogy to Gazela, you'd be kind of machinery.
Okay, that's the halacha for you and me. Correct. Beis HaMikdash, when you take something from the Beis HaMikdash and share, there's no halacha of kohen b'shinui by Mikdash. So asks Rab Chaim, if we look at Para Aduma as what? As Kachei Bedek Abayis, what should happen? How long should the state of Me'ila continue? Le'olam Vaed. So what is the purpose of the pasuk of Chatasi?
It stops.
It stops. It has a quality that reflects Kachei Mizbeach, and therefore when the burning takes place, it is Na'aseis Mitzvasa, and for this reason, after the ashes have been, if it's been converted into ashes, there's no more Isur Me'ila.
So just like Zrika gets rid of Me'ila.
Good, because the mitzvah has been completed. Exactly. We will see this as the Gemara goes along as well.
Why does the Rambam need to add on the next phrase? It's Tnai Bezdin.
That's something else. That's something Utnai Bezdin who... That is correct. If we learn the sugya later on, that's a din derabbanan. Because there are times when the Rabbanan imposed, even though midoraisa there is no Mi'ila, here there was a Tanai Besdin that not only on a Do'oraisa, but even on a derabbanan level, there is no Mi'ila by the ashes. It's a good question. Very good question.
The Lachavez in the Rambam on page 2 calls it, if it's Kodshei Kodashim, Mawalim Hem Achei Yisroel. Okay, since it's called Chatasi,
right.
So you extend that. Once it's burnt, there's no Me'ila anymore.
Yeah, that's what Lieber said.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's correct. And now he's including Paraduma in that category. Right. Precisely. Precisely. So therefore, what does Rab Chaim conclude from this Rambam? He concludes, in accordance with our Chakira, that Kachei Mizbeach is not similar to Kachei Bedek Abayis. Once you identify something as Chatasi, now look at it from the perspective of Kachei Mizbeach, and therefore there are unique rules and regulations to its Me'ila that have nothing to do with Bedek Abayis.
Because they stop.
Because it stops. So therefore, Reb Chaim takes it one step further. I believe, says Reb Chaim, and I have the whole Reb Chaim here, I have the Kesef Mishnah here on page number 3, you can look at it, I can read page number 4, will be Reb Chaim, it's a couple of lines long, I don't have time to read it now, but all the source media, page 3 is the Kesef Mishnah. So he tells you exactly what I told you. I bracketed it for you in the last line. And then on page 4 you have the Reb Chaim's 2-3 paragraphs.
Okay.
Yeah. So as a result, Rav Chaim takes it one step further. That when we talk about the word Me'ila by Kodshei Bedek Abayis, it's an attack on the Mamon of Hegdesh. Always look at it from the perspective of Dini Mamonos. Think about the laws of Gzela. Laws of Gzela. However, when you're dealing with Kodshei Mizbeach, the Me'ila is not a din in Mamonos, it's a halacha that you violated the Isurim of Kodshei Mizbeach. Korbanos have a lot of halachos associated with them. And I handled the korban inappropriately, that's why I violated the laws of Me'ila. So that's Rav Chaim's conclusion from that Rambam. Yes.
So according to Reb Chaim, you can't learn one from the other because we always have a problem. Mamon v'Isura lo yalfinan.
That's correct.
So you're saying that whenever there's two and there's two elements.
Excellent point. That is correct. They're distinct animals. Correct. You cannot. One is Mamon, one is Isur. Right. So you could not learn one from the other. Excellent point.
I'm saying so. But
however,
through the Gemara, do they do that?
I can't answer that question yet.
No, but I'm saying, but if you see that, if as we're going through Daf, does that not shlug up Reb Chaim?
Yes, it would. Care? It would have placed an enormous difficulty. So Reb Chaim covered himself. Don't worry. Because there is another Reb Chaim where he somehow wavers and says, I may not be right. So if you go for a second to...
Page one second
before that. You have to see the... Who's that other Rambam? Does the Rambam Me'ila Ches Aleph? I didn't forget to bring that.
No, either.
No. Okay, so you'll have to trust me. You'll have to trust me. But before that, so anyhow, I'll tell you what the Rambam says, what Rav Chaim says. We will learn in our Gemara that let me just ask, you get to it. How much would the shear of Hana'ah, how much of an item, what would be the shear to determine whether or not I violate the Issa Me'ila by Kodshei Mizbeach? What would be the, what?
Shavu Pruta?
That's the right answer for Kodshei Mizbeach Abayis. Of course. Why did you say Shavu Pruta? Because what do you think? It's a din in Mamonos.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So by Bedek Abayis, everybody knows that it's Halach and Shavu Pruta. What would we have expected if it's Isur and Heter?
Mashiach.
What? Either that or a Kizayah, says Rav Chaim. There should have been a minimum shear. Let me ask you this. If I were to violate something in Issa Me'ila by Kodshei Mizbeach by asking my friend to join me to reach that shear, you know what? Let's do this together. So the halacha is, conceptually, when you're dealing with Isurim, somebody else's partnership is absolutely worthless. If I want to eat a kizayis of chelev, and I'll say, you know what, I don't want to eat the whole kizayis. You'll eat half and I'll eat half, nobody's going to violate anything. They're both chatzishir. However, by the halacha by Me'ila, even by Kodshei Mizbeach, says Rav Chaim, the Gemara says it in 2 seconds, the shear is not a kizayis, it's not a mashu, but what is it even by Kodshei Mizbeach? It's Shavu Pruta. And there can be combinations of two people joining together to violate the Issa Me'ila. That Rambam, and it's learned out from a pasuk. The Gemara says on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, quotes a Braisa, that since the laws of Me'ila are described as Me'ila, Nefesh Kisim Ol Ma'al, says the Braisa, Ein Ma'al Elolashon Shinui, change in domain. And even by a korban. So whereas the first Rav Chaim believed that conceptually Me'ila by Kodshei Mizbeach fundamentally is different than Kodshei Bedek Abayis, here Rav Chaim hedges and says no. Since the shear is measured in pruta, since there are combinations which normally operate, there are shutfis arrangements in Dine Mamonos often, therefore he believes that perhaps even in relationship to Kodshei Mizbeach, once I donate my animal to the Beis HaMikdash, it's no longer mine. From a Dine Mamonos point of view, you'll have to explain me Kara Tur de Ruven, Vahashna Tur de Ruven, so he'll come up with something. And here is the difference. That is why, for example, a Karban, Kachim Shemesu, we will learn this on the first daf. What is the halacha? Is there Me'ila after the animal dies? A behema dies before you shechted it?
No.
It does no. How come? How come? Because it's treated that would support the halacha. Good. That would support the first Reb Chaim. That's what he says. The halacha of Kachi Shemesu supports my first suggestion that there is a fundamental difference between the two. Correct. Correct. I just want to show you one more thing, and then I'm going to go. Got to do the daf. Yeah. Take a look at page 6, Atosis Rid.
Can Reb Chaim say like the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, that at the end of the day, it's really a hybrid? Maybe it has part this, part that, and that's what he's grappling with.
He could. He's grappling with, he didn't want to say it's a hybrid. He was looking for part A, part B,
but don't say the word hybrid.
That's good. Okay.
I mean, that's basically what you're saying.
Yeah. So, look at the Tosis Rid. He's talking about if somebody engages in Me'ila. So, in addition to the Korban Me'ila, you also have to pay the Mikdash. Keren, the value, and the Chomesh. So he writes, Tshuva, forget about the question was, it's a very complicated question. Bivadai b'kodshe berek abayis, d'mechayiv b'tashlumin ika Chomesh. When you engage in Me'ila by using my chairs that I donated to the Beis HaMikdash, of course there is, you have to pay a Keren and a Chomesh. Avol b'kodshe mizbeach leka tashlumin. D'nehi d'mechayev lohavi korban me'ila. If I engaged in me'ila, b'shoge, as the Torah describes it, you bring a korban me'ila. Avol eino chayev l'shalim l'mizbeach chatichas basar kodesh sha'achal. Let's assume I ate part of the behema. Before it was brought, I dedicated the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. I don't pay the behema, the Beis HaMikdash, back a piece of meat that I ate. V'kevon de leka keren leka chomesh. So, from this, Reb Chaim quoted this Tosis Rid and said that apparently the Tosis Rid is agreed, this is in his first presentation, that there is a substantive difference between Kodshe Mizbeach and Kodshe Berek Abayis. So if you are ne'eneh from Kodshe Mizbeach, you don't pay the Keren or the Chomesh. And as a result, it's not Mamonos that you're stealing from the Beis HaMikdash by being Moel. If I sit on the chair, or if I take the chair from the Beis HaMikdash Berek Abayis, yes, it was endowed with some Kedusha, but I took monetary property, and therefore I have to pay back its value, and as a fine, you pay an additional Chomesh. But by Kachay Mizbeach, says the Tosis Rid, there is no Chomesh, and therefore there's no Karen, no Chomesh, nothing. So that you see that its usage is related to Isurim and not necessarily Dine Mamonos. So the Tosis Rid is brought as support for that first side of the equation. Okay, let's try to learn the Daf.
What's the other Rambam?
The other Rambam is in Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, of Hilchos Me'ila. And that's where the second Reb Chaim is also.
And what does he say? What does he say there?
What?
Does he say there?
That since it's measured by a pruta, and you can combine two people in violating, therefore the halacha is it's dine mamonos, just like berek abayis. Okay, let's read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I have many projects to ask Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Why in the world he starts off Mesechtos and he doesn't deal with the principle first to 20 prakim later, and he starts off with these bizarre cases to start off the Masechta. I just can't figure it out.
Keep their interest.
Yes.
It would be boring otherwise.
So instead of talking about regular Me'ilah, he starts off a Korban where you shechted it in the wrong place. You did something wrong with the Korban. Do the laws of Me'ilah start? If you were to hand in a composition, and this would be your opening paragraph, the teacher would say, Me'ilah mandakar shmei. Why don't you tell us something about Me'ilah before a bizarre case? Kodshe kodshim sheshachtim bedorom. Anytime somebody has, let's say, a karbonola, it's supposed to be nishchat bitzafon, and I slaughtered it in the southern side, mo'alin bahen. Shachtin bedorom, v'kibol daman bitzafon, or bitzafon, v'kimol daba bedorom, or shachat bayom, zarak balayla, and during nighttime, you will know there's no avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, balayla, I shechted it at night, v'zarak bayom, and the Gemara will say, why do I need all of these cases to illustrate the exact same principle? We will see what the principle is in a second. O sheshachtan chutz lizmanan, or I shechted them with the intention to eat them chutz lizmanan, the chutz limkoman, mo'alin bahem. The laws of Me'ilah still apply. Klal omar Rabbi Yeshua, kol shehaya lo shas heta lekohanim, any aspect of Kodshei Mizbeach which the Kohen has a right to partake in this particular item, once the Kohen has the license to eat it, the mitzvah related to the Korban is over and done with, and from that point on there is no Me'ilah. The Kol Shelo Ha'isolo Shas Heto LeKohanim, however, any Korban for which there is no license to eat for the Kohen to eat it, the laws of Me'ilah continue thereafter as well. Ezo hi shas heter shahayelo shas heter lekohanim shelana shenitma'a ushiyatza. That after the shechita, everything was done properly. You shechted it in the north side. You sprinkled it on the wherever you're supposed to sprinkle it. You did everything properly. What did you do afterwards? You kept the meat of the korban more than its scheduled time. So kodshei kodshim are only one day and one night. And you kept this korban for 2 days and one night. Under those circumstances, it initially was permitted to the kohen, and it becomes disqualified subsequently. Same thing, mishenitma'a. I shechted the korban, I did the zrikas adam, now I give my meat to the korban, to the kohen, and it becomes tameh. So, or shiyatza, or it left the space where you're allowed to eat it. Kodshei kodshim are only eaten in the azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and he took it out to eat it in his hotel, in the Hilton Hotel. So that's shahay shalosh shas heter. The ezer he shalosh hayalosh shas heter lekohanim shenishchata chutz lizmana or chutz limkoma or shekiblu psulin v'zom zara v'zarku esdama. Either it became pigul because you shechted it what with the intention to eat it chutz lizmana or chutz limkoma, or apostles, a balmum, for example, received the blood and sprinkled the blood, that korban never has any chance of becoming permitted to a kohen, and therefore the zrikas hadam is not necessarily considered nases mitzvasa, and the me'ilah will continue. The Gemara will keep giving examples of this.
Technically speaking, is that the zarkos dama or, and it should be an or, huh?
That is correct. It's or. That's correct. It's always or. Now the Gemara says, Katani, Kachim, Shishachtim, Bidar, Moalan, Behen. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, Mishum, Dishchitasan, Bidaram, Afkinun, Midei, Me'ila? Just because you shechted the behema on the southern side of the Mizbeach, is that now going to what? Terminate the laws of Me'ila? Mapitom? Answers the Gemara, Itztrich. Salkedai dechamina, I could have thought, Hawilva Amar Ula, since Ula says, Kadshim Shemesu, Yatsu Midei Me'ilah Dvar Torah, that an animal that dies, Mida Oraisa, there are no longer any deeds of Me'ilah, Hachanami Kadshe Kadshim Legabe Dorom, that if I look at an animal that was supposed to be shechted on the north side, and it was shechted on the south side, Kima Dechanikun Dami, it's as if you choked it. Because the shechita was possible. So when you have a shechita psula, don't look at it as a shechita psula. What do you look at it? As if I choked the animal to death. Well, if I choke the animal, what happens to the Isur Me'ila? It's over and done with. So why shouldn't this be the same equivalent? Therefore, the Mishnah says, no. That's why I will illustrate the halacha Me'ila in this bizarre case. To tell you that that's not the case. Kamash Milan, Kachim Shemesu Lo Chazu Klal. An animal that I dedicated as a korban and it died before it got to the Mizbeach was never worthy of what being consumed by the Kohanim. Aval Darom, Nehi De'Eino Roy L'Kachi Kachim, southern side is not qualified for what? To offer a korban ola, Aval Ro'uihu L'Kachi Kalim. It's not the southern side of the Mizbeach is acceptable for a Karban Shlomim or a Karban Chagiga. So, therefore, it's not the equivalent. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, Lomagli L'Misni Kolhani. Why do I need all of these illustrations? That I did it in the Tzafon, did it in Darm, did it in the daytime, at night, during the day. Who needs all of these examples? So the Gemara will identify a little chiddush in each case. Tzrichi, the Itana Shachton Bedaron V'Kivul Daman B'Tzafon. If I only listed that case, I shechted it on the southern side, but the Zrikas Hadam, or the Kabbalah, Hadam, was on the northern side. Hacha de ispahu meila mishum de kabbalah betzafonhu. At least I did something right. I did the kabbalah sadam or the zrika sadam on the northern side. Avol shachtam betzafon vekibul damon bedarom. But if I shechted on the northern side and I did the kabbalah sadam or the zrika sadam on the southern side, hoil vekibul bedarom. Who nafik midei me'ila? I could have thought that the isa me'ila, because as opposed to the shechita, which can be done by a zar, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika cannot be done by a zar. So I would have thought that since those melachos of those avodos were done bipsul, maybe that really disqualifies the behema, and no longer the laws of me'ila apply. So therefore I mentioned that case as well. Even if the Ikar Avodot were done on the southern side, the Isur Me'ila still continues.
So just tell me that case and I'll know the other case.
So then you can always play that game. It's not Loizu Avzu Kitani. That's what the Gemara would ask. It doesn't ask that question. But many times it does, sometimes it doesn't.
I'm going to say, if you give me a list...
I know, so that's what I'm saying. You would list it and say, your answer would be, okay. You know what? This, plus this, plus this, plus this. Yeah. The Itana, hi. If I had listed only those, Heva Amina, Yimama, Zman Hakravahu. At least all of those other examples, they were done during the day. So I did the Shechita or the Kabbalah or the Zrika on the wrong side, but at least it was daytime when it is Zman for Avodah. Avo Shachta Balayla V'Zorak Bayom Laila Lav Zman HaKravahu. And in which case I could have assumed that the Isa Me'ila is gone. So therefore the Mishnah has to tell me that it's gone. V'hai the Shachat Balayla Ema Denafik Be Me'ila. I could have said that the Isa Me'ila gone. No. How about the next case? V'itana shachta balayla, heva amina, hoel v'kibul doma bayom, ispe me'ila. Avol shachtan bayom v'zorek domen balayla, hoel v'lav zman hakravu, kiman dechanikun domi v'lo ispe me'ila, Chamash Milan. So in that case, if I did the Kabbalah Sadam Balayla, which is the Ikar Avoda, I could have thought that it terminates the Yisra Me'ila. For this reason, the Gemara gives all of the cases, the Mishnah gives all of the cases to tell you the Yisra Me'ila still continues. Yes?
So how does this work with the Klal of Kol Shehayu Lo Shas Hetul Kohanim in Molim Moel? We're saying these are Moel, right? But when did these have a Shas Hetul Kohanim?
No, they didn't.
No, they don't. That's just it. That's why the Yisra Me'ila continues. Kol Shu Shishas Hetel Kam Ein Moel in Ba.
Right.
Continues the Gemara. Chutz Lizman. Why does the Mishnah then have to tell us if I shechted the korban Chutz Lizman of the Chutz Lomkomo Lamai Chazu? Answers the Gemara. Hoel Umiratzin Lepigulon. Miratzin Lepigulon. So Rashi says, what does this mean? That in order for something to be identified as pigul, you actually have to finish all of the avodos. That just as in order to have a kosher korban, you have to not only shecht it, but you have to receive the blood, carry the blood to the mizbeach, and then sprinkle the blood. In order for pigul, an animal, to become pigul and disqualify it as a korban, it ultimately has to have a Kabbalah, a Halacha, and a Zrika as well. So, since so under those circumstances, I could have imagined that
in order to become pigul, you have to have everything.
Everything going.
Done right.
Exactly.
So therefore, since it's close enough, within striking distance.
Maybe. Exactly. So as a result, lo yatsa mikdu shasa, and therefore the me'ila still applies. Ask the Gemara. Ibayalu. I'alu maho shiyerdu. If any of the situations described in the Mishnah wound up on the Mizbeach, when they should not have, do you take them off, or do you allow the Mizbeach to consume it? Rabba Omar im alu yardu, Rabbi Yosef Omar im alu lo yardu. Says the Gemara, Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, lo tibayalach de kuleyama lo pligi, de im alu yardu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody says that you would definitely take them down. Who is this Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says that he darshins a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Zos hi ha'ola. These three things are designed to teach us that if you have certain psulim, these three don't go on the mizbeach. There is a category of karbanos to be excluded. Zosi ola. This is the ola which goes on the mizbeach. Inference, other cases don't go on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that any time mistakes have been made, you always take them down from the mizbeach. So according to him, there's nothing to talk about our case. However, ki pligilach, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that pasuk of Zosi Olah is to be darshaned as a ribui. I'm not going into this machloikis now. But the point is, some are lifted from, are taken off the Mizbeach, some are. So here you can have a machloikis according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabba Amalach. Rabbi Yosef ki Rabbi Shimon, and therefore he says they stay on the Mizbeach. Rabba Amalach, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Shimon ella benitonin lemata shenosnon lemala. Oh, nitonin lemala shenosnon lemata. Uli olam de shachton vekibul daman bitzafon. Aval hacha kevin de shachton bedarim kimand chanikun dami. As a result, I could have thought that they should also be taken off the Mizbeach. Comes along Rabbi Yosef and says Rabbah, no, these go off the Mizbeach. Again, when does Rabbi Shimon allow you to keep something on the Mizbeach? Only by a certain category of Apsul, where the Zrikas Hadam should have been on the bottom of the Mizbeach, and he sprinkled it on the top. The Zrikas Hadam should have been on the top of the side of the Mizbeach, and he sprinkled it on the bottom. That type of a psul, says Rabbi Shimon, the meat of the Mizbeach, if it was put on, can remain on. But in our cases, Rabba says, where you engage in something more fundamentally wrong. I shechted it on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, or I was mekabel dam on the wrong side of the Mizbeach. That is much more an egregious transgression, and there Rabba says, I can't use Rabbi Shimon as a guideline, and that everything is off the Mizbeach. And Rabbi Shimon is a limited application to only those cases. Zrikas Adam Lamala versus Zrikas Adam Lamata. But everything else was done Kedasu Kedin. That's what he learns out from Zosiola. Fine. So it's not exactly the same. Here, the Gemara uses the Svara. I could have said that if I shechted it on the wrong side of the Mizbeach, it's as if I choked it. Hence, the Me'ilah should have terminated. Says the Gemara, it does not. Tanan, says the Mishnah. 2 more minutes. Katshe katshim, sheshachtam badarim mo'alin bahem. Bishlom, Rab Yosef, nicha. It fits exactly what Rab Yosef says. El l'rab akasha, my mo'alin bahem. Once if it's not put on the Mizbeach, so what do you do with it then? If it's not put on the Mizbeach, you burn it in the Beis HaSreifa. Why would, you know, this Korban is over and done with, why would there still be Me'ilah under those circumstances? He answers, Midrabana. You're right, Midoraisa, there is no Me'ilah in any of these cases which the Mishnah listed according to Rabbah. Ask the Gemara, my ika ben de oraisa de rabbanon. Are there any practical differences between the status of me'ila mid de oraisa and the status of me'ila mid de rabbanon? Yes, mishalm de oraisa mishalman chomesh, de rabbanon lo. Mid de oraisa you pay a keren and a chomesh. Mid de rabbanon there is no imposition of a chomesh. Umi ika me'ila mid de rabbanon. Is there such a concept of imposing the doors of Me'ilah mit the Rabbanon? In the Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Kachim Shemesu Yatzu Midei Me'ilah Dvar Torah. So if he has to emphasize that there is no Me'ilah after the Korban dies, Dvar Torah, what inference can you establish? That there is Me'ilah mit the Rabbanon. Alma mid the Oraisa lo Islahon, there is no Me'ilah mid the Oraisa, but the Rabbanon Islahon. Hachanami mid the Rabbanon. Here too, I can say that our Mishnah is only referring to Me'ilah mid the Rabbanon. Yeah. Okay, I unfortunately I have to stop here. Okay, gotta stop here.
Sure.
Yeah.
What is this business about Chomesh? By touching the tree. You say, you said, we just said that.